Good afternoon, Anchor. Happy International Women's Day. I'm still staring at these donuts. If you missed it this morning, I have donuts at the office today. That's how I'm celebrating my International Women's Day. But let me know how you are. Hit me up on Twitter at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. But for now, here's the news. The White House says Mexico, Canada, and other countries may be spared from President Trump's planned steel and aluminum tariffs under national security carve-outs, a move that could soften the blow amid threats of retaliation by trading partners and dire economic warnings from lawmakers and business groups. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters that the exemption would be made on a case-by-case basis and country-by-country basis, a reversal from the policy articulated by the White House just days ago that there would be no exemptions from Trump's plan. The update came as congressional Republicans and business groups braced for the impact of expected tariffs of 25% on imported steel and 10% on aluminum, appearing resigned to additional protectionist trade actions as Trump signaled upcoming economic battles with China. Trump was expected to announce the tariffs on Thursday afternoon. South Korea's president said Thursday that many quote-unquote critical moments still lie ahead to end the nuclear crisis, despite North Korea's recent outreach to Seoul and Washington. Moon Jae-in spoke before two senior Seoul officials left for the United States to brief officials about the outcome of their recent visit to North Korea. The Seoul officials said North Korea offered talks with the United States over normalizing ties and denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Seoul said the North also agreed to suspend nuclear and missile tests during such future talks. For decades, the U.S. Supreme Court has been telling states that they cannot ban abortions before a fetus can survive outside of the womb on its own. The Associated Press reports that states continue to try to restrict abortion before viability. One of the most recent is Mississippi, where lawmakers are on the brink of approving a measure that would ban most abortions after 15 weeks. House Bill 1510 passed the Mississippi Senate on Tuesday and is one House vote away from the desk of a governor who is eager to sign it. The owner of Mississippi's sole abortion clinic has said that she'll sue if the bill becomes law, a move lawmakers not only know to expect, but seem to be encouraging, in hopes of eventually getting the nation's highest court to revisit its rulings and allow states to begin restricting abortion earlier in pregnancy. President Trump plans to meet with video game industry representatives as he considers responses to gun violence after the Florida school shooting that killed 17 people. The White House says attendees at Thursday's meeting will include representatives of the Entertainment Software Association, the Entertainment Software Rating Board, and the Parents Television Council. Others represent the Media Research Center, a video game distributor, a software company, along with the author of a book linking mass killings to violent video games. Florida's Republican Senator Marco Rubio is among the lawmakers expected to attend. Trump has repeatedly referenced the violence in movies and video games during his public comments about guns and school safety since last month's Florida shooting. Decades of research have failed to find such a link. The second major storm in less than a week moved up the East Coast early Thursday, dumping heavy snow and knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses from Pennsylvania to New England. Some places saw more than 2 feet of snow by late Wednesday. Montville, New Jersey got more than 26 inches from the nor'easter. North Adams, Massachusetts registered 24 inches and Sloatsburg, New York got 26 inches. Major cities along the Interstate 95 corridor saw much less. Philadelphia International Airport recorded about 6 inches, while New York's Central Park saw less than 3. The storm made traveling treacherous, and thousands of flights across the region were canceled. That's all I got. See you tomorrow. Kaylee Chella, checking out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.